The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At daybreak, he appeared in the temple again, and as all the people came to him, he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman along who had been caught committing adultery. And making her stand there in full view of everybody, they said to Jesus, "Master, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. And Moses has ordered us in the law to condemn women like this to death by stoning. What have you to say?" They asked him this as a test, looking for something to use against him. But Jesus bent down and started writing on the ground with his finger. As they persisted with their question, he looked up and said, "If there is one of you who has not sinned, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Then he bent down and wrote on the ground again. When they heard this, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest, until Jesus was left alone with the woman, who remained standing there. He looked up and said, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she replied. "Neither do I condemn you," said Jesus. "Go away and don't sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, entering the church, you've all noticed that the images and the crosses are covered with purple cloth. And probably some of you know the reason why. So, this Sunday begins the season of Passion Tide. So, the 2 weeks that immediately precede Easter. Now in these 2 weeks, therefore, the church wants us to focus our attention on the central mysteries of our faith. So, the mystery of the Lord's Passion, His death, and His resurrection. So in other words, the images are covered so that we don't look at them, but we focus our attention on the readings and on the mystery of the sacrifice which is taking place, trying to reflect on the meaning of these mysteries, which together form what we call the Paschal Mystery. So, the season, the period of Holy Week, which begins Palm Sunday, next Sunday, we are going to be immersed through the liturgy, through the readings, in this mystery called the Paschal Mystery. It's the mystery of our redemption. Christ, taking up our human nature, he suffers and dies on the cross, but after 3 days, he rises again from the dead. He gives us that gift of redemption and salvation. Now, the images are covered. Historically, well, they say that in some parts of the early church, when it came to Ash Wednesday, they would cover the whole of the sanctuary, the presbytery, with a veil, with a purple veil. And it served as a visual aid for the faithful. So when they came into church and they saw the veil covering the altar, they knew it was Lent. Lent had begun. And as a result, that veil also got the name of the hunger cloth. Because at Lent, you have to fast, you feel hungry. So when they saw the veil there, they knew that the hunger cloth was up, and it was time to begin this period of fasting. Now it's only limited to this period of the Passion Tide, the 2 weeks before Easter. and the images are covered, there is a spiritual meaning. You know, it means that, you know, there was during the period of Lent also the fact that penitents, those who were sinners, those who had been found guilty of committing these three sins, so homicide, adultery, and apostasy, that is those who deny the faith. Any of these, those who were found guilty of these three sins, they had to wait outside the church. They were not permitted to enter. Today we have confession. You can go and meet the priest privately and confess your sins. But at the beginning, it wasn't like that. No, you'll be outside there. You'll be dressed in sackcloth. You'll have ashes on your head. And anyone who entered the church, you would beg them, please pray for me so that the Lord will have mercy on me. During the period of Lent was a period of penance. You had to stay outside there. And only towards Easter, the priest or the bishop, it was a bishop, he would now give you his blessing, absolution, and permit you to enter. The meaning is that we, by our sins, we cannot enter into the presence of God. No? When we commit a sin, when we commit sin, especially mortal sin, we are cut off from God. We cannot see him face to face. We cannot converse with the saints in heaven. No, we cannot talk to them because our sin has blocked us away from them, has cut off that friendship which we are supposed to have by the life of grace. Just like the woman in the gospel of today, the woman who was caught committing adultery. No, it was evident. And according to the law of Moses, she was meant to be stoned to death. Now they brought this woman to Jesus because they wanted to lay a trap for Jesus. The Pharisees were jealous of Jesus. They hated him and they wanted to have him eliminated. So they saw this woman as an opportunity for them to put this their plan into action. They came to meet Jesus and said, according to the law of Moses, this woman who was caught in adultery must be stoned to death. What are we to do? Now, if Jesus says, yes, she is to be stoned to death, he does something which was against the Roman law. The Roman authorities forbade the Jews to condemn anyone to death. So if he had said, now if he had said that she should be condemned to death, they would have denounced him to the Roman authorities, and the Romans would have arrested Jesus and put him in prison. But then, on the other hand, if he says, no, she shouldn't be condemned to death, he would have lost favor amongst the Jews, because the Jews respected the law of Moses. And anyone who contradicted the law of Moses could not even call himself a Messiah. Now, Jesus would have lost favor with the Jews. So he was in a kind of a problem, in a trap. But Jesus, being God, knowing the hearts of men, and knowing the malice and wickedness that is in the hearts of men, he himself turned the trap on them and told them, if there is anyone among you without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. So he challenged them, if there is anyone amongst you without sin, let him be the first to stone her. And the Pharisees, knowing that they were caught in their own game, they left one by one. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ does something else here. So he puts the Pharisees to shame, but then he also proves that he is greater than the law of Moses, that he came to establish a new law, a greater law, a law of grace, a law of love. So when all the Pharisees had left and he was alone with the woman, he looked at her and said, woman, no one has condemned you. And she replied, no one, sir. He said, neither do I condemn you. Then he had something else. Go away and don't sin anymore. That's the impressive thing about the gospel. Christ, who is above the law, gives us his grace to be able to avoid sin. So when we come, for example, to assist at Mass, when we go to confess our sins in the confessional, we are not just participating in a symbolic ritual, something that is only symbol. But we are participating in a real thing, in a real life event. Christ is giving us his grace. Christ is giving us that power not to commit sin. And if we correspond, if we are sincere, if we are faithful to him, we will make good use of this grace which we receive in the Holy Eucharist, which we receive when we go to confession, which we receive any time the sacraments are administered to us. We receive the grace to avoid sin, to live a life of love and union with God. So this is the law of Christ. This is the law. This is the newness of the gospel. It supersedes the law of Moses and gives to us, you know, that life of grace which comes from God. We are grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ because by his passion and death, we can now enter into this union of love, this union of grace with our Lord. We are sinners, yes. We should all, in our humility, recognize this fact. But then God can cancel our sin if we are humble enough to admit it, if we are humble enough to ask him for forgiveness and make sincere efforts at conversion. He cancels our sins, he forgives us, and he gives us the life of grace. Let us therefore, in these 2 weeks that prepare us for the celebration of Easter, let us ask the Lord to help us understand the meaning of those words, go and sin no more. A life of grace, a life of conversion. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to prepare us so that we may celebrate the resurrection of our Lord worthily. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.